Of course, very few, you can stop me anytime, any question. But I try to, if I don't have a question, maybe start to 20 minutes, so that kind of, but I stop anytime. So fortunately, I have many collaborators, even actually Bruno was a collaborator, but not related, closely related to what we are going to talk today. So good news is this Jerry Fishman, my previous boss, got a so-called Sharp Prize recently, and with Enrico Costa for reason was Gamma-ray burst is cosmic origin. So this is a key figure. So as you see, no like a galactic or anything, just all over. So that means cosmic origin. And so we are very happy. And of course, we are working on the Fermi observation. This is done by Bazzi, so older instrument.
So Bazzi did have sky operation?
Pardon?
Bazzi could localize
in the sky? I think so, pretty well. And I think, as far as I know, I may be wrong, better than the new one because a little bigger, but almost same. Then this is at the show, the prize at Hong Kong. So I'm not going to talk everything, but since Naomi didn't give a talk for the JET. So I'm going to at least briefly, of course, only based on the our peak simulation, which I'm going to just a basic idea. So obviously we have, this is a sort of MHD type of the shock. This is a interstellar media and a shocked ICM and a shocked JET and JET. Obviously, gamma ray burst is, of course, JET is much higher, but this is mainly for AGN, so that reason JET density is smaller than the interstellar media. And then you can see the some radiation from the JET. Then mainly, of course, created some accelerated particle in a shock region, of which I'm going to talk about. So instead of MHD, we are going to do a peak simulation. So of course this is a so-called inverse Compton radiation. So this is not included in our simulation, which I'm going to talk. So obviously this is already talked about. So progenitor, of course in, this workshop, this is one of the major things for us. For one thing is of course collapsor model, and one is another one is a merger of the neutron star or neutron black hole and a black hole. So this we are working in this, and so somehow JET was, if it's created, so you can see that of course this part Remy gave us a very excellent talk, and then internal shock, external shock. So we are going to do some simulation, not for the whole thing, which is going to give a talk by McFadden in the conference. So we are not going to do whole things. So just that we are going to do only very small area, because to simulate for the peak simulation, we need to resolve the bilangues. So you can't do the whole thing nowhere. And even if we do a very, very tiny JET, so not really realistic. So we are going to do only this part. So JET injected, and we can see the interaction with ambient material. So this is a, so what we do simulation. So we have a very long box. Then we filled out the ambient magnetic field, I mean ambient plasma, and then inject the JET from here. Then we can see what's going on. So it looks like JET is, we don't know how it created, but JET is assumed some JET is injected. And then the major things which I'm going to talk about are Wigelin stability. So that's a kinetic effect, so it cannot be done by MHD. And this is a kind of a very basic idea. What we do is very different from MHD. So what we do is we put the so-called super particle, so much smaller than the real particle, I mean number of the cell, but large enough so that we avoid the collision, numerical collision. Then we solve on the Maxwell equations, and we got the post particle move, then calculate J and then rho. So this is a kind of creating an electric field, because electric field created a magnetic field. So also particle is pushed by the self-consistent magnetic field, electric field. That's very important. So at least we are doing very self-consistently. So no assumption, but of course, there are, if I try to start, maybe there are many difficulties, but at least in principle, we can include. But of course, we don't include Coulomb collision. So in other words, that's the reason we call collisionless plasma simulation.
What's your prescription for the current?
Current? This one?
Yeah.
This is, of course, particle has a shape. So shape and then kind of move from the boundary. Then we can try to conserve this way. So that's a long story. If you are interested, I will give you the paper. But so that we don't need to calculate other way. So this, in this way, we can kind of save a lot of time and also good for the MPI. So if you try to use power spectrum as spectrum, FFT, very difficult to use MPI. So that's one of the strong points. And I think Ed Rosano's group using a similar way, of course, a bit more sophisticated, but essentially same way. They don't use FFT. So it kind of, you know, this is a very basic way. Then this is kind of important because I'm going to explain how library stability created. So make it simple. We put some sinusoidal wave. Of course, in nature it's a very turbulent magnetic field, but small enough because of the thermal motion created some small enough, which I'm going to show. Then, for example, jet moving this way. So if you have a magnetic field like this, you can move this way. So there is more electron here. So current is created this way. Then this current enhanced the magnetic field. This is a very basic idea how magnetic field is created. So this is how this figure show how magnetic field is created. So what we did is this is a jet moving this way, and then we put some one-dimensional line over some part. And then jet is injected this way. So due to the filament current, Bx or By perpendicular magnetic field created, and then you can see the growth here, the kind of saturated, and then kind of merging, which I'm going to show the movie. So this is at the very beginning, magnetic field is very thermal noise, very weak. Then jet is moving, and then I think somewhere here, still very weak. And then now it's a kind of a linear growth. Slowly growing. And the interesting thing is this is not oscillating, more likely moving with jet. So that's the reason we call convective instability or absolute instability.
So the front of the jet would be at the
somewhere here, the front is here. Then non-linearly saturated. Now I will show you the 3D simulation, so you can see what's going on here. So this is a filament, and also you can see the rough idea of the wavelength or filament size.
What is F?
If it's just a, sorry, BX, BX.
Oh, BX.
BX. So it's simply saying current filament, which I'm going to show the 3D. Okay. Due to the vibrator, we create a BX mode. And the interesting is that this kind of move is a jet. So not oscillating. Mm-hmm. So you have about real frequency very low, well, almost zero. So now, so I'd like to talk about how particle accelerator. This is one of my friend, nice illustration. So this is a ion vibrating speed. So electron instability, electron vibrating speed created first. Then later, if you have ion, ion instability created, but bigger. Then you can see that this is the kind of current, or current filament, ion current, ion vibrating speed current. So this created some multiple like this. Of course, we showed that 1D, for example, this point, which I showed. And then this, due to this, you have a sort of quasi-stationary electric field. Then this electric field of accelerated particles, of course, not all of them, some of them. So that's a kind of one of the way why we study the accelerated particle. Then this is a kind of how multi-field created by the wave instability. This is here, linear state. You can see it's kind of winding up. And then the here is a non-linearly kind of current merged, so bigger kind of filamentation. And then we believe that here to here, some locally multi-field is maybe other direction, so the connection occurs. So that may help accelerate particle more.
So one question you do, which applies to us, also when we do the force spray, that here you don't have any magnetic pressure, obviously, so you think you're overestimating the number of direct connection events?
Okay, so this one is we didn't put the so-called ambient or external magnetic field. So magnetic fields are all created by the jet instability. Then diesel is kind of merged. What the best way to say? So,
yeah, but I mean, the standard argument is if you were doing plasma physics and you were incorporating the effect of pressure associated to the magnetic field itself, which this approximation doesn't have, then you would perhaps try to prevent as many reconnections from taking place.
Okay, so this is kind of self-consistent, first of all. The energy creates the magnetic field comes from a jet energy, kinetic energy. The kinetic energy created some magnetic field. And then the magnetic field kind of can dissipate or merge, then back to the particle. But obviously, as I show you later, electron is essentially at the very beginning just an X direction mainly. But of course, accelerate and then go to the kind of perpendicularly moving. So energy is conserved. And also, this is kind of a little bit different from MHD.
No, but that's not my question. My question is, you're going to have reconnections here, right?
I think that I'm not really sure. But the reason you can see the red and blue means current is moving this way. So mount field is kind of some point, some anti-parallel direction.
Sure.
So that will be merging.
So the point that is sometimes raised in when reconnection takes place is that if you had the acidic effects of pressure, magnetic pressure, built in your physics, this case where you would have these guys coming together, which then is you would have reconnections, you may add some effect of pressure that would try to prevent these guys from coming too close.
Oh, okay.
So therefore, in this approximation, you may have an overestimate of the reconnection events and the R1.
Okay. First of all, unfortunately, we never really proved that the reconnection occurring. That's my guess. And secondly, this reconnection is not really like a current seed, very clear current seed, then happening because as you see, very local. So. Not really very strong reconnection occurs.
Okay.
So I think the reason I said reconnection is that at least multi-field is anti-parallel, so possibly locally occurs. but not like in a sense for current seed, you know, Harris model, and then you can see.
Even without the current shape, you've done your connections, and then the point from the ICANN would be that you're overestimating the amount of connection.
I don't know overestimate, but well, at least I hope, I think it's happening. That's all I can say. Okay. No more than that. So this movie showed how molecules change. So this is the isosurface of the current filament. You can see the still coming here, sort of disappearing. That means, of course, obviously, change in the structure. That reason, more slightly getting bigger. So that means not here. And the interesting is that front is very similar to linear stage. I don't know why, but that's kind of happening. Okay, so this is a kind of many people want to know. This is of course a very nice simulation by Anatoly. So he found that the kind of some particles are really so-called first type or first order Fermi acceleration. So bounce back at a shock. Then he got a pretty nice acceleration. So at least he kind of proved it's happening. But as I'm going to talk to later, but Eric Waxman thinks if the size is small, acceleration is kind of limited or quenched.
So in this you can take is the yellow line what you would get? What is the difference in these?
So obviously, not all particles accelerated.
Go to the
this one.
Right.
So this is a not accelerated part.
So those are the not accelerated. Those are the particles that are just thermalized.
Yeah, somewhere.
And then
this one is.
Those are the accelerated.
And then this part is kind of nicely accelerated.
So. This is the thing of where what Lorentz factor do we really need in these jets? If I can get a component there, can that explain the high Lorentz factors that I need?
Okay, so that said, as far as no one did really well yet, but I'm going to kind of relate it to that one later. That's another difficulty. Even in his case, I think 15 is here. So pretty nicely accelerated, because 2D simulation, the pretty large, long simulation. So 3D, very difficult to do this size. I can't remember exact size, but very large simulation. And most likely 2D helps accelerate the particle, because now we are dissipating, because of the particle move only this way. Even if like this, reality is only this way. So not mingled so well. So that means possibly acceleration is a little bit better than 3D. 3D has more freedom, so lose energy too. Okay, so maybe to speed up, and but interrupt me anytime if I too fast. And so this is kind of interesting. So we inject a jet, this jet, and the background is a kind of pushed away, and then shock created. And we think this is a reverse shock. Anyway, so this is a kind of tells you what's happening. This is, of course, no instability. So jet is just going through. And then at the reverse shock region, kind of slow down. In other words, accelerated. And then this contact discontinuity, speed of the ambient, and also speed of the jet is very similar. So that's, of course, kind of a definition of the contact discontinuity in that sense of the imagery. So in the even peak, similar thing happen. And also, this also at the very front, a little bit different. So this may be a kind of a Fermi acceleration, but we don't know. We never really checked the particle trajectory. So, but looks like happening. And of course, Anatoly's simulation was Fermi acceleration happened here. So one of the students in Korea tried to find that particle, you know, very similar to Anatoly did. But some of them is an accelerator, but not so clear yet. So she is going to put more particle, and hopefully found it.
So
So, and again, good, okay, maybe I should go to the next one. So our simulation show that forefront and this contact discontinuated liver shock. So that's a way Anatoly did kind of colliding. So a little bit like structure of the shock is different, which I'm going to show, I think. And this is also how particle accelerated, but of course not all of them accelerated, some of them decelerated. This end of the, so as you see, background is pushed away. And then this contact discontinuity is somewhere here. And then as you see here, a little particle kind of higher. So hopefully, or I think, a similar thing, an acceleration occurs here. But that's only speculation. And this is so jet injected, background is accelerated or heated, and then moving away, and ambient is kind of pushed away to create a shock. So this is a phase-space distribution. And this one is, so we talked about, and this is foreshock and the contact discontinuity and the bar shock. And interesting is we talked about epsilon B or epsilon E. So this electric field is a little bit different. So important thing is behind the shock and near the contact discontinuity, you have a very strong magnetic field. So we believe this area is the source region for the radiation. So I'm going to talk a little more detail about radiation. Okay, so this is the kind of simulation. So upper panel show that this is the ambient density, and this is a jet density, that total. And this is epsilon B. So at the very beginning, very weak, because it's just only summer noise, so almost nothing. And then jet moving, and ambient pushed away, and then vibrant instability grows, and then you can see the very strong mount field. So this area, hopefully, the source for the radiation, because very strong mount field, particles accelerated. And then what we did is we injected. So an authority case is a so-called fixed CD, but fundamentally we are getting very similar shock. So that's only just our simulation kind of long enough to show that he's very long simulation. But I think this jump condition is not really clear 3D, because this 2D again, and no long enough so that the very smooth. The our case is still kind of growing. And also a little more turbulent here. So that reason kind of now really smoothing. But if we shoot long enough, maybe a little more smoothing, but we don't know yet. Then this one showed that this is the electron positron case. And this is only mass ratio 20, but obviously very different acceleration. So obviously, mass ratio is important, and also we think maybe for gamma ray burst jet is maybe electron poison, but maybe ambient maybe electron ion. So we need kind of the several different combination, but obviously shock is not created yet, so sort of start to grow. And interesting that electron is much strongly accelerated because electron ion kind of the more energy, so the ion can drag the electron. So this is only 50, and then this is already 70. So maybe real mass ratio may help for accelerate electron. And also recently, many people started talk about reconnection in JET. So somehow, many people, and this is one of them, we have multiple the kind of helical, and possibly some instability created maybe antiparallel, or maybe even locally some other instability, or when JET is created, maybe some multiple maybe kind of reversed like this. So this area may be collision, or maybe some locally. Then of course, if even if a JET is pointing flux dominated JET, maybe this kind of reconnection helps to summarize for the, or maybe dissipate multiple energy to the kinetic or particle. So, but unfortunately, no one did so well. And also, do you know, if you want to do this for even MHD, you need a rest tip. So some people started to work on that. So hopefully someday people can show the reconnection. And we did some, my colleague Yosuke did some nice current-driven instability, kinetic instability. So this is a, maybe I will show the movie, that's maybe easier. So what we did is we have JET, periodic JET. Then we put the helical mount field, and then put some type of perturbation in the bottom. Then we started.
So the resistivity here,
how are you? No, resistivity is not included. But this one is ordinary. Relativistic. This is, of course, we need to use for the reconnection, but we don't have. And Yosuke, he told me he just developed a 1D resistive model. Or hopefully.
So I don't understand what you're saying. So here it's just resistive relativistic simulation. So you have resistivity?
No, not yet. So this is a this simulation shows the ordinary relativistic MHD. Okay. So to show the reconnection, we need a resistive one. So which we are working on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the initial condition. You see, we didn't draw everything, but you can see the mount field winding. And then, of course, the difference as a surface of the density. Yeah. And we, then, we, of course, moving, and then kink instability occurs, and pretty bad, badly twisted. So hopefully, if you have a resistive MHD, connection may occur. Of course, this is a small simulation, but if it's long enough. Actually, this one is part of the everywhere, some perturbation, because it is a periodic. We also did for the non-periodic, sort of periodic, but we started on the bottom. But this one is obviously whole thing. Newer one has a, we haven't this published yet, but we have the whole simulation also. Okay. Oops. Okay, so many people started with ambient mount field in the JET. So this is a starting, so very nice simulation by Hoshino. And also important things that these mount field change all things. So we did some very simplified case. Most important thing is that acceleration is more complicated and usually more effective. So the mount field is very important. Now, obviously, almost all JET created by collapse or binary merger has a JET has a mount field. So we need to do little things. But the peak simulation is a local, so only we can see the angle or some difference, so that's what we can do. Not for the whole helical or something yet. And many people think maybe perpendicular shock or mount field help to more acceleration, which I'm going to show briefly. So this is a kind of basic idea. Perpendicular shock is more effective to particle acceleration. And student of my friend started some simulation. So just very briefly, so I'm not going to talk detail because important things are a little different, but we injected, and this is a jet, this is a ambient, so kind of colliding. So a little more realistic possibly in a jet, or maybe my previous one is all everywhere, but fundamentally very similar. Then we added a shock, and then accelerated, and this is a Vx for ion, this electron. I think we have a movie. Then maybe too complicated, but this is an electron ion case, so the shape is different, and also with the front, I think maybe including initial shock, they're pretty strong, but eventually going away. And the important thing is kind of same particle acceleration, which I showed. This is no mount field. And then this one is a sigma 0.6. So the different sigma, so that means stronger. And then density higher, so which I'm going to show. So this is I can leave the thing, so if you want to know the detail, but again, this is 10 times larger, and then you can see the pretty hot electron in this case. Then you can see the important things that particles are more accelerated than before, I mean, initial condition. And also, but the interesting, of course, much higher density, so not much change, but you can see the leftover ion is here. So the structure is different. So this is kind of, we started for the a little more realistic case for GRB, but this is kind of a testing the code and testing what's going on. And this is a strong amount case, I think this one. The sigma means magnetic energy over kinetic energy. So that's 10 times larger. And then you can see the very difference is not much different, but electron density is kind of angulated, and the more ion is kind of pushed away because of the strong magnetic field. So that's a big difference. So we need to do this kind of simulation to accommodate for the GRB, but we just started, so we need to do more. And of course, real GRB is not 100 times, 10 times. Like a 10 to the 5th times, but I don't know the exact number. So in reality, we can't do that far. So we need to kind of speculate for maybe 10 times, 100 times, and then how much will be similar to the real reality. Again, this is a last case. And this is the same density. So I think this is too detailed, and also without movies, not so easy to understand, but some small differences. And important thing, the particles accelerated. And then this one is interesting, the ions are kind of left over, so kind of funny peak comes out. So all parameters are different. In other words, acceleration and also some radiation may be different. So that's all I can say. And then this is what I like to. So I kind of summarize one figure like this. This is familiar with Lem. Lem talked about it. So assuming B, assuming a P, and also this is a kind of interesting that he kind of tricked us, and cooling a little bit different. So this is a kind of summarized by his talk. So I'm going to show later. This one is very successful, very well explained. And I think know this. Very successful. But maybe I should show this. This is I recommend to read. He is a very fine scientist, fine theorist. So he talk about everything. And then I don't want to read. But bottom line is even very successful, but they didn't know the magnitude. And so magnitude is obviously not the uniform. In reality, it's random. So even if it's very successful, first principle is not there. That's his complaint. And only assuming a P and a E and everything, assuming and the other way around, you know the result, and you get the then kind of parameters changing so that you can understand. Looks like okay, we got this spectrum, so we should be this kind of physics. It should be involved. So now other way around, you know the result, and then you kind of guessing. So that's in a sense cheating, in my opinion. But of course, very successful. So I'm not complaining. But I hope we can do better than that. That's my idea, several other people's idea. And actually, 3 years ago, several people started this, including me. And some people have not yet going to talk about it. But still not really. And also, myself, not really satisfied myself what I'm doing. So I'm going to show some progress. So this is the way, but again, that's too little, too detailed. So if you want to know the detail, you can see that my friend headed out thesis. You can see it's a very nice thesis. So it tells you everything, so I'm not going to go details. But bottom line is that we use this field, accelerating field. And then numerically, what we do is, another thing is that, so Eric Waxman talking about simulation. And I'm not talking about criticizing other way, but the particle simulation also very difficult, and he's kind of complaining here. So first of all, size is small, and also mass ratio, which is using, no one uses 18, but some people started. But of course, if you do that, you could. But only electron ion is kind of sitting there. Because we can't follow the ion time, or maybe we can't accommodate the ion size. So many problems. So I'm not saying big simulation is much better than anything else, but at least we need to try. And also, even at the end, they said in the near future cannot be done. So that's made sense too. But I hope in a few years, computers bigger and faster and some better way to, so hopefully we can do, but this is not much be criticized by him. This is 2006, already 6 years ago, but still true, even 6 years later. So I recommend to read this one. It's, you can find Astro PH, Waxman's 2006. And this is also, so I'm not going to go detail, but the bottom line is we try to calculate from the not for using assuming a magnitude, assuming a P. So that's a, in a sense, big step, but not really big progress yet. Okay, so this is the one we calculate. So obviously, what we do is a particle moving like this. Then we this observer place. Then we know this one. And then of course, we know the velocity and the simulation keep all velocity. And then you know the previous one, so you can calculate this acceleration. And then of course, far away, you need kind of a retarded electric field. But again, I'm not going to talk details, but the bottom line is we follow the particle. So of course, particle is moving itself consistently magnetic field. So that in that sense, I'm not using any assumption, magnetic field and P. But I'm going to maybe weakness also. And this is kind of first paper by, he used, at the time, he used only a turbulent magnetic field, electric field, and they put the test particle and moved like this. Then he got the spectrum. That reason, unfortunately, his paper is not accepted, not real observed consistent. So, but I think it's a very new idea to calculate. Then he got this, but I think this is due to 2D. So unfortunately, again, later we found a little more details about from this. So what we did is this. This one, so the magnetic field comes out like this. And then we put the two different gamma is 15.8 and 14.8. So particle moving like this, different velocity, because the gamma is different. Then you observed here from head on, this surface. Then you can see this. So of course, Eric showed us yesterday, 2 days ago, the same thing. So only beaming, so that the only particle moved toward you, very strong peak. And it says fully analyzed, then you can get the spectrum. And then he also talked about some angle. So if you see the head on this way, and well, this way, this way. So I did like a 1 degree, 2 degree, so different. So that reason, this curvature is going to be a little bit flattened. Then. So this is a, so I myself, I'm very amazed. I didn't notice that we can calculate this. And also, obviously, my friend said, oh yeah, you should make sure your result correct. So I used Lebesgue and Lightman. So we assume that this is correct. So we did our calculation correct. So I'm very happy about that. And then, of course, fortunately, my colleague in Denmark helped me to this. I visited them 1 week and started. Then, of course, this is a kind of, in a sense, a little bit strange, moving like this, because Mount Fields are. So what I did is I put the Mount Field this way, and then with like a jet, so toward you like this. Then we got this one. Now, obviously, this case is, you can see just some sort of cyclotron frequency. And then this is a which I showed you already. So this is gyrating like this. This one is, you can see the cyclotron frequency. Then the other, and that also depends on the angle. And also, interesting is that someone said, I mean, if it head on, should it be canceled? And even my when I submit the paper, the viewer said, I hope you agree with me that zero should be zero. Then myself, and then even my colleague said, no, you may be wrong. Then fortunately, Misha Medvedev visiting me, and I had a random lifted book in Japanese. And he said, oh yeah, this is one. So, of course, he can't read Japanese, but he can see the equation. So if you use assumption, you cancel. But if you're not use assumption, doesn't cancel. So even head on, like this, you can see the some spectrum. So that's a kind of funny story about this calculation. So again, then we convinced ourselves. Kind of big things. So yesterday, of course, we of course synchrotron today Monday. So we Medvedev talked about zeta. Zeta is like this. So if your magnetic field is kind of random, so particle moving like so not much like this, then you can see the zeta. So but this is I haven't followed yet, but his group did more details with a student, so unfortunately, I'm not ready for the talking about, but he did more detailed analysis. But the important thing is, depends on the how, what kind of magnetic field you have, it's like a detail. And then some other deep, not kind of synchrotron, but different spectrum is coming out, which I'm going to talk about later. So I think I did several ways, but again, this is a bit too detailed, but it depends on the how particle move spectrum, very different. And then here, I'd like to talk only this one, a little details. And it also, this is a angle, or viewing angle, you can see the difference. That's from the group, and made a group paper. And then, so in other words, in reality, is a kind of mixture of those. So this is only two. So very simple, but the reality is much more complicated. So I'm not going to go through the details because, and also if you're really interested, one of the PH paper. Yeah. Okay, maybe go through. And the only one thing I'd like to say is this one. So this one is obviously very low temperature of the perpendicular. So particle move only just slightly bent. So like almost like a brain swirling, so you can get like this. And then our simulation is very similar to this, but not abrupt falling off. I'm going to explain why. So this is but because the simulation is very small, so not particle accelerated or much phase rather weak. So that almost like a, just a little slightly bent. Because essentially, sort of straight, if my diffuse is zero, then just that's even very similar to this. And then, okay, so then of course, obviously, this comes back again. So it depends on the magnetic field and how particle moves, the spectrum is different. And then this is, again, an anatolic group, a very nice simulation. So he did intentionally, like, Hedgerow did. And interesting, the 2D, 3D is different. And also, if you intentionally make the magnetic field strong, weak, so that means particle moves almost straight. That means like a flat, like I showed. So he thinks this may be a jitter, but a little bit too simple. And then he did VR simulation, but then I think the problem is he did the colliding, so observer frame is not same as a VR observer frame. So that means almost like a synchrotron radiation plus some sort of a reflector particle. So I think even if a very nice simulation, but you can't compare with the observation. That's a little problem. And then Denmark group did their case is kind of anti-streaming. So that means shock is not created, but obviously vibration is created. So different time structure different. And also they found also 2D, 3D is important. So if you want to compare with observation, you need the 3D, unfortunately. Because 2D is moving like this. So getting more steep, I think. For example, comparing this, it's more steep. But this is a 2D effect. So we need to do 3D. That's another difficulty. So what we did is we did simulation as usual. And this is, we stopped, not stopped. We picked up some particle here. So as you see, some wavering stability created, but not strong. Then we push the particle, and then we got it's okay, 75, roughly 75 grid size particle moves. Of course, for example, here, if you pick up here, so anyway, it's like a moved an average like this, and then we use some parameters. You need to use small time step, because otherwise you can't resolve higher frequency. That's another difficulty. And also, you need long time steps, because otherwise you can avoid noise. But anyway, that's too complicated, but not so easy, but time-consuming simulation. Then we got to this. And then that kind of flat, like a brave straw. And then it kind of extended here. The reason extended here is, I'm going to explain later. So fundamentally, this kind of brain strike like a structure, but this is more extended. The reason is even multi-field weak, but still kind of a little bit turbulence created. And then my friend did a very good job. So he puts the by hand for multi-field noise, then injected gamma 3, for example. And then for the red noise, like this, not much, very similar to the Brehm straw. But then if you have the white noise, or blue noise, and going kind of extended for higher frequency. So obviously, some of the particle lucky band failed some much turbulence, pure turbulence. That's the reason kind of some extended, or not like this, not all of them like this. So that's my understanding. Then to confirm our correlation, okay. So we did 15, which I said, and then 100. And then you can see the peak is moving, as we expected, because the gamma Raja already then told us, if you have a higher gamma, you have a more, power is also higher. Not much, but like this. So. And also interesting is that even 5 degrees off, much less than this. The reason is beaming. So even the five, of course I may exaggerate, the beaming like this, like 5 degrees off, maybe very weak. So at least our code is working as supposed to, at least qualitatively. So, and this is a kind of noise because of the background is not much accelerated. So that's sort of like this noise level. So below this, they're not very drastic. And then.
So it's been like an hour. Do you have
Okay. Maybe this is the last two or three. Okay. So this is the observation. So this is a very strong, long observation. So they got a spectrum for different time. Then this is A is like this. So not much accelerated. So peak is pretty strong, but then higher frequencies are off. The B, C, D, E. Obviously, what's happening is accelerated, and then also shock is a shock or whatever, particle accelerated, and the amount of period is stronger, and then decay. So we cannot do this yet. So I started, but I can't do this. So what I did is exact same code, even only change the, for example, this gamma 10, gamma 20, and also you can see the same color different. So this is a very cold jet and very hot. Hot means bulk velocity the same, but hotter means total gamma is larger, of course. Then obviously moving a little more like this, then frequencies and you get more radiation. And then of course peak is also changing, and if the higher gamma, you can get the higher. So at least if we do the longer simulation with a little more realistic way, we could get something like this. But this is not like a time constraint, but just only I change the gamma time. So that's one of the hope we can at least understand why this is happening. But of course we can guess very easily. But at least no one did yet. Then I started again, and then of course small simulation doesn't matter, but the big simulation you can use slow time, small time step. So I kind of interpolation, in the P, interpolation, then at least, unfortunately, it's not really exact same, but at least peak is a little bit different, but then you can get very similar. So interpolation is okay, but not really perfect. That's it. And then this is a recent report. So I did, I think 8,000, pretty big simulation. And then funny thing that using my particle, but I have noisy. But my guess is that, of course, later on we need to accommodate a little higher frequency. So this bin is a little bit rough. And also, since so large, some particles are very cold, some particles very accelerated, kind of randomly. So that reason, a little peak, not smooth. So, but I think this is a selection effect, but I don't know the details why this happened. So I need work on this. And then this is maybe different. So our group did some with Kim Wa-woo and his student. Unfortunately, he moved to the field. So, and also that thing that I like to talk about, future things. So we did at the shock, and many people did. We know that right there. So recently, some people think maybe Kelvin Hubble instability in a kinetic method. You can see the very strong magnetic field created at the shear. Then this shear may be a particle acceleration, and also this magnetic field may contribute to the radiation. That's it. And I'm not going to, again, this just came out for the paper. Then we like to do a simulation like this. So core and the seas, then possibly a so-called kinetic Kelvin Hubble instability goes here. And then this is a several people started to calculate. I think that's it. I think I have more, but this is maybe a little different. So maybe I will stop here. Thank you very much. Do you have any further questions? I mean, actually, maybe I may, because already I told, but just in case. So there are many things to do. So important thing is that we need to do simulation a little more realistic, which I showed is very short. So the long one I started, but not completed yet. And also, most important thing is that already I talked for the shock. For which I showed you, only just randomly I picked a particle in a bin, just like this. So we don't know where to pick it. So then possibly intentionally pick it up for the very accelerated area. That I haven't done yet, so not difficult, but I need to take time to check the location and all things. But in principle, it can be done. Then obviously, that again, another selection effect. But that may be a more realistic assumption. But because we cannot follow the old particle, nowhere, millions of particles, billions of particles. So we need to pick it up to some particle. That's another technical difficulty. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.